This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're having a great day here with you on a Toxic Tolo Tuesday here on your home of the World Series champions, 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for the Rangers Player Show. Joining us now, a man that did play right field in the clinching Game 5 victory of the Texas Rangers over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Where they are tonight with the pregame coming up at 8 o'clock, Travis Jankowski joins us now here on The Fan, and it's brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? As Janko joins us now here in The Nation, and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. You know, just soaking up the remaining games of this season and the memories of Game 5 of the World Series last year. Of course, you were in right field and had the two RBI game in Game 4, participating in Game 7 of the ALCS. What do you first think of when your mind goes back to last fall?
Gosh, just how much fun it was. You know, the amount of, you know, high-level, intense situations that we kind of put ourselves in that we managed to get out of. You know, really just the memories you make with the guys, you know, popping champagne in the clubhouse, going to Houston and doing what we did in Houston, and then, you know, going, being able to, you know, have a huge game one back home in front of the home fans in Texas, and then close things out here in Arizona. There's a ton of memories. It's so hard to pick just one.
Are the vibes still in the air as you play in Arizona for the first time since that World Series? Are you guys high-fiving?
I think it definitely brings back some memories, you know, being in the clubhouse, the hotel, realizing, you know, last time we were here, we did something special. That being said, you know, I don't think we're too infatuated with it at this moment. You know, we got 18 games left, and, you know, we got a lot of ground to make up, and one of those things that we got to go out and we got to play every game like it could be our last, and they're must-win games, each and every one of them. So as much as last year was awesome, we're really focused on these last 18 games and trying to make up some ground.
Yeah, it has been fun, Janko. I mean, Rangers Twitter has it circulating that final out with Sporzy all over today, but you're right. I mean, you guys have been red hot playing some really good baseball. Has there been a little bit of carefree play going on when things were kind of not so good? All of a sudden you're falling down in the standings. It's like, you know, let's just go out and try and see how we can finish this thing off.
Yeah, I think you can attribute it to that. You can attribute it to some other things, too. You know, offense is clicking. Pitching is doing really well. Pitching has been well all year. It's kind of been the offense that has struggled a little bit. But, you know, the last, you know, five or so games has reminded me of the 2023 offense we had last year. You know, scoring runs early and often, slugging again. So if there's any time to make a push, man, I'm glad that we're getting hot at this time.
I think you guys just had to get Corey Seager out of the lineup. You know what I'm saying?
That's a coincidence, I got to say. You know, I'd go out on a limb and say we're better with him in the lineup.
That's a hot take.
Travis Jankowski here. Okay, it's great to see you out there, though. How about that catch a couple of weeks ago? How do you do that, man? What's the key to a perfect Rob job there?
You know, for me, that's all just anticipation. You know, those are the plays that, you know, as a kid I dreamed of making, you know, and I didn't have a fence in my backyard, so I'd be catching balls over the couch or over the railing of the steps going up to the second story of our home. But, you know, that's just a lot of timing. You know, it's everything has to line up right. If that ball's, you know, 3 feet shorter, it's a can of corn. If that ball's a foot further, it's a home run and a walk-off, you know. Everything lined up perfect, timed the jump pretty well. And, you know, for me, that's just one of those things that you can't let that play go to waste. You got to make that play because that's a once-in-a-lifetime play, and you don't know if that's going to come again. So, I have dropped a few once-in-a-lifetime plays, so to be able to hold on to that one felt really good.
Jayco, is that one when you're picking up the ball off the bat that you could tell that you have a chance by looking at where it's coming off the crowd? What's the angle that you think, okay, I got a shot at this one?
So that probably struck me about 3 or 4 steps in. Off the bat, I knew that ball was probably going over the fence. It was just a matter of how far. You take 3 or 4 steps, you got your eyes on the ball, you're kind of checking the wall to see how close you're getting, and then you kind of see, oh man, this is really coming into play here. Like, this is one of those ones where I'm going to have to make a pretty good effort and give it everything I got if I'm going to try and make this catch. So as you approach the wall, you kind of get your timing, you chop your feet a little bit, try and dig into the wall if you can, use anything you can to pull yourself up over that thing, and then just reach. And boy, I tell you what, feeling that ball hit the leather, that's a heck of a feeling.
The freeze frame of you climbing that wall, that's got to be on a mantle somewhere, portrait style, in the Jankco household, Travis.
that might make it to the man cave.
Just maybe.
Yeah, it's got to make it to the man cave. Now, we know you as Jankco. We know you as El Blondie. But I also see that you have a nickname, and maybe MLB.com is ballsacking me here, but they have a nickname for Travis Jankowski being Fred.
Yes.
Could you please explain that one?
Yeah, because the Twitter handle is also like at Freddie J.
Yes. All right. So it's going to take a minute, but so when I was younger, I'm the youngest of three. Older brother and sister, and I used to love Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Like, that was my favorite show growing up.
There we go.
And his, yep, first name's Fred, right? So my older brother and sister would come home from school, and I would be, you know, on the couch watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and they could not stand it. You know, it was too elementary for them. It was too boring for them. So they started calling me Fred, and I couldn't stand it. You know, they started calling me Fred in hopes that I would stop watching it, so it picked on me, teased me. I started, you know, crying. And, you know, my parents eventually had enough of it. And they were like, guys, like, stop calling him that. He doesn't like it. Like, he's, you know, obviously upset about it. And, you know, them being smart, you know, I guess they were probably second grade and fourth grade. They said, okay, well, if we can't do it, we'll get our friends to do it. So their friends start calling me Fred. you know, teachers start calling me Fred. Coaches start calling me Fred.
Wow.
And, you know, next thing I know, I'm like, boy, I better embrace this because it's not going to be a good look for, you know, a 21-year-old to be crying over a nickname.
Mm. Yeah, you got to lean into that one. That's incredible.
Do we have in the wardrobe? Do we have button-up sweaters?
Won't maybe? You be my neighbor?
Yeah. Do we have that look where you can you throw it down like at a Halloween party where you got the sweaters and the tie and the boat shoes and stuff?
So I could probably get the boat shoes pretty easily. I've been looking for some sweaters with some patches on the elbows
yes.
to pay a little tribute to them, but yeah. It's almost like they went out of fashion or something. They're kind of hard to find.
Put a train that goes through the man cave for you with that mural up there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now, did you see the movie?
I have not. No, I watched a documentary on it. Gosh, I feel like the movie and the documentary came out a few years ago. Watch the documentary. I have not seen the movie, but I've heard great things.
Yeah, it's A+, man. I enjoyed that show growing up as well,
yeah,
and I thought the movie was just outstanding.
Especially with my kids, man.
As you know, it's more of a grown up movie. I think it's more for us, Jankco, than it is our kids.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, it might might rekindle a little Fred Rogers in me then.
Absolutely.
Maybe I will find that sweater.
Let's go, Freddy. Okay. How about the timing, though, of making that catch and then designated for assignment shortly thereafter? Was that like the most awkward thing ever? How'd that whole thing go down?
You know what? I've been around this game long enough to know that, one, baseball doesn't really care what you do, right? Yeah. It's one of those things that you can be, you know, best player in the world. The next day, you know, something happens. You get DFA'd, you get traded. All that stuff happens. You get hurt, you know. So I've been around long enough to know that you take every game, you know, with a grain of salt. You're good and you're bad. You take with a grain of salt, knowing that stuff can happen in this game. So, you know, credit to CY. He was incredibly professional, as he has been the entire tenure here the past 2 years. And he called me in and said, hey, you know, I want to do you the professional courtesy of, you know, letting you know before it comes out in the media that we're going to put you on waivers. And, you know, if there's a contender out there who wants a guy like you on their team, we want you to play in the postseason and, you know, make a run with the team. He said, if not, we'd be glad to have you back. So to me, you know, that's not so much, you know, you can take it as, wow, that's really poor timing. That really sucks. But, you know, and maybe I'm naive. To me, it was he was doing me a favor, right? I play this game to win every single night. I want to win a World Series for, you know, obviously the Texas Rangers, who I'm on now. But if another team needs me for that role in the postseason, I would have been happy to do that too. You know, at the end of the day, winning is why I play this game, and I want to go and help a team win.
Well, you certainly have done that. I mean, anytime your number's called, it seems like you're coming up with a big-time hit or a big-time catch, and you're a fan favorite. I know last year, you know, the contract situation, it went right up towards the end of really the offseason, and then you show up at FanFest. How important would it be for you to maybe just stay as a Ranger, finish out your career here, if, God willing, that's a possibility?
Well, shoot, I would sign a lifelong contract for a pretty good price. You know, it's to me, you know, everything about Texas is right. Growing up in Pennsylvania is a little more country. You know, I'm not a big city boy. So, you know, nothing against playing in Philly or New York or San Diego. But to me, you know, and for my family, my wife, my kids, we just feel at home in Texas, you know. Arlington isn't a huge city. If we want to go and see a big city, we go to Dallas or Fort Worth. But we have, you know, a nice rental property here. Pool in the backyard, a little bit of land. It really feels like home, you know. And if you would have asked me, shoot, 8 years ago, I probably would have said, I don't know if Texas is right for me. But where I'm at in my life right now with, like I said, wife, four kids, it's too perfect, you know. So, you know, it's no secret. I would love to stay here forever. But like I said earlier, I understand that this game and the business side of it has, it's, you know, plans of its own. And you take it with stride, you know. You take it and you make the most of it.
It's Travis Jankowski here with you on the Rangers Player Show. Any special plans tonight? Did you guys have a celebration spot or a haunt last year that you might revisit this evening?
No, I don't think so. The locker room doesn't smell like champagne anymore, so I guess they get a good job cleaning that out. But I do miss the smell of it. Maybe if there's a leftover bottle and if we win tonight, maybe we'll pop one open for good time's sake and we can all have, like, I don't know, like half of a sip of it.
As glorious as it was to get to play in the World Series after, you know, the injury and all that and, you know, the game four performance that you had, you know, you had built a lead in the series and you're going there up and then before too long we're in game five and, like, I don't know, the drama kind of got sucked out of it, at least from a fan's perspective as you're watching it. It was like, oh my goodness, they're going to win the World Series. It wasn't a shock like the Houston series was. What was it like to be on that field in game seven down there as, you know, you're winning after the dismay of how everybody felt coming out of game five?
Yeah, it's be honest with you, there was some stressful situations there. You know, Evo didn't make it completely easy on himself, you know, but he found a way to get out of it. So I just remember being in right field and you know, I'll be honest with you, I thought I was having a heart attack a few times, you know. Like I know how hard it is, you know, obviously playing for a few years before this, how hard it is to get to the postseason, let alone the World Series. And you know, unlike the Super Bowl, it's seven game series, right? So you can't get too high after a win or a loss, you know. And I remember that so vividly after winning game one with, you know, Dulles' walk off. I was like, holy shoot, what a, you know, one of the best probably World Series games ever played. And guys went about it and they were excited, but it was like, okay, let's take care of business tomorrow, you know? So yeah, I just remember game five being like, all right, let's close this thing out. Let's, you know, put the nail in the coffin. Let's not do anything to take this back to Arlington as much as we would have, you know, loved to win in front of our own fans there. But boy, once we got that last out, once Boise struck him out, I just remember being in right field, glove got launched into oblivion somewhere high up in the dome, and I came running in to celebrate with the guys, and it was complete, just stress gone, complete euphoria.
And no number on Hedgie's ass.
Still waiting for those traps to come out, too.
Oh, man, aren't we all? How wild and unique is Wyatt Langford and some of the things that he's been able to do? I know he wasn't part of the magic that happened last year, but as a young guy that you've been able to kind of watch and develop as a rookie season, what stood out to you about him?
You know what stood out to me? Like, one of the first things in spring, and this is kind of going to sound weird, is that nothing stood out, right? Like, you'd expect a guy who was in college 6 months ago to, you know, stand out in not such a great way, right? Kind of do some stuff, you know, let, you know, anxiety or pressure situations, even in spring training, you know, he knew that he had a good chance to make the team and it was there for the taking, but he never seemed to put pressure on himself. You know, after a couple of offers, he was never in the cage overworking or, you know, changing his swing. He knew that, you know, this is just part of the game. So instantly I was like, okay, there's something special about this guy. And then, you know, kind of helping him out along the way and being around him a good bit, it's been incredible to see just the mental side of the game that he has. It's something that I probably didn't pick up until, shoot, I was probably 28 or 29. You know, just the mental fortitude, the just mental toughness that he has, knowing that it's not going to be, you know, all butterflies and rainbows in the big leagues. You're going to take your licks, and he's handled it perfectly, you know. You know, I know Wyatt, like you said, wasn't there to, you know, celebrate on the field with us and enjoy that moment. But, you know, I foresee Wyatt having that opportunity here in the future, just the way he handles himself every single day. And as you guys know and all the fans know, his talent speaks for itself, you know. You guys see it all, you know, every single night. But what you guys don't see is the type of person he is in the clubhouse and the work ethic he has. And, you know, I'll tell you that firsthand. It's above and beyond what it should be for a 22-year-old and, shoot, probably, you know, most 30-year-olds in this game.
New youngster coming in Thursday. I believe he is 24 years old, but I don't know if you got the memo. It's pronounced Kumar, not Kumar, like the movie, just in case you were wondering.
Thank you.
four series in a row, and Travis, we've had you on twice this year. You're an absolute stud when it comes to interviewing guys, and we hope you are a lifetime Ranger, buddy. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Fan.
Oh, well, thank you guys. You guys have a good day.
Cheers. There he goes. Travis Jankowski, brought to you by Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? And Golden Chick, Brian.
Yeah, and for being on, again, we're going to give him some more wings. $100 gift certificate to Pluckers. They got 8 of those in the DFW location. So thank you to Travis, and thank you to the Rangers for being on with us today.
Yes, sir. Okay, we're coming back with Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420, buddy. What do you have in store for us?
Yeah, I had some Tolos reach out of some Top 10 ideas, 877-881-1053. If you've got any that you want to throw my way, feel free. This one's from @hen0230. What's the best superpower? Top 10 superpowers. If you could have one, what would it be? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time for the Top 10 at 420 with Woolchuck. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here he is, Zach with an H. You're Wooly Bully.
Thank you very much. Top 10 best superpowers. If you can have any superpower, what would it be? 877-881-1053. If you have got any top 10 ideas that you would like a list of, you can go ahead and hit me up at Zach Woolchuck on the Twitters, the Instagram as well, Facebook, whatever it might be. Let me know if there's a list that you would like. Do have some NFL news to get to. For those that do want their sports before we get into a fun top 10 list. We had Scorigami last night, boys. 49ers get the win over the Jets with the final score of 32-19. That was indeed Scorigami. First time in NFL history. It was the 1,085th unique final score in the history of the sport, 32-19. Kind of a surprise. Figured maybe we'd get that one before, but always love some Scorigami anytime we can get it.
Yeah, yeah. And yesterday we were trying to figure out how can we predict this game. I mean, there's no predicting a Scorigami.
No predicting a Scorigami. And shout out to Jordan Mason, who was absolutely brilliant last night. Led all running backs in week one in missed tackles forced.
Dude.
With 13.
He was awesome. And... Look on the TV right there. I'm doing the broadest thing, but there's the maze. There's the
Caitlin Clark corn
maze right there.
Honestly, guys, the corn mazes freak me out. I feel like I'm gonna get lost in there.
Yeah, I have a good time with those. They have the hay ones, like the haystacks mazes as well at some of the local.
And those are a little bit easier
patches.
To find your way through. I think
I had to go climbing through to get my kid out of there last year. Oof. So, but the corn maze, yeah. If you were doing like, do they do the haunted houses in? Do they do corn maze like haunted house
stuff?
They
will do some of those, yes. I do love haunted house.
That's like a bet payoff situation for me.
Oh, you're not in the haunted house? Okay, we can put that on the list for you.
There's always a guy with a chainsaw chasing people in the haunted house. Man,
dude.
That's where you really come unglued, too.
Big fan. Yeah.
You push your girl. Come on, move!
Hey, go! Do you like, in that situation, do you push people down running through that stuff?
If they're not moving fast enough, man.
Yeah. I always felt like that I would. And yeah. I don't want to be scared. The haunted house, I'm never going to do that.
Gosh,
thing.
I love them.
But I would push people to get out of the way. Yeah. You got to move. And I'd two-hand shove somebody.
Yeah. Especially the ones that panic.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it helped me move.
Yeah. Go. Matt LaFleur is named Malik Willis as the Packers starting quarterback with Jordan Love out. There were some rumors they might go sign Ryan Tannehill. Not going to do that. Mm. They're going to go with Malik Willis. So I don't know how well this is going to go. They got Sean Clifford as the backup.
But Trey Lance looks like a good option for him, maybe for about a third-round pick.
Yeah. You think anybody's going to give up anything for Trey?
No disrespect to Trey. If you want a similar type of quarterback, maybe that would be something you can do.
A conditional seventh-round pick.
Maybe. Puka's going to miss four games. He's been playing placed on IR, and the Rams are
having... What exactly is the knee problem?
It's a PCL sprain in his knee. So he's going to go on injured reserve, and then they've got all kinds... It feels like they're always dealing with offensive line issues. Steve Avila, their center from TCU, he suffered an MCL sprain. He possibly could go on the IR as well. Joe Noteboom, Plano Zone, who signed a three-year extension a couple of years ago. He's week-to-week with an ankle injury. Their right guard, Kevin Dotson, he's also day-to-day. So the Rams are really, really banged up, much like they started the season last year. And then the outstanding rookie, Roma Dunze, he's week-to-week. He suffered a sprained MCL as well for the Bears. And it looks like Justin Fields in line to start again this week, as of now, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, as they're going to monitor Russell Wilson. You know Russell Wilson would love to go this week for the Steelers. They're playing the Broncos. He probably wants a little revenge there, but right now it looks like it's going to be Justin Fields again. Maybe, just maybe, he can go ahead and get himself a TD. All right, let's slide into the top 10 best superpowers, 877-881-1053. Gentlemen, if you could have any superpower, what superpower would that be?
I think the teleportation is pretty incredible.
Dude, number one for me.
Yeah.
How amazing would that be? Like, boom, we're home. Boom, we're here at the studio.
No more traffic.
Boom, I'm at AT&T Stadium. Boom, I'm in Florida.
No more dealing with airlines.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, and just the ability to be, you could do 1,000 different things in one day.
Rob a damn bank. Boom, I'm in, I'm out.
Absolutely.
Like that movie,
man.
Jumper, underrated movie.
Well, I guess that's where you'd want to be invisible, right?
So you could rob the bank. I would kind of think the invisible thing would be kind of cool.
It would be. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to control yourself.
You're
on
just
that.
Gonna throw some paint on you, and then you're screwed.
You'd become invisible, and you'd put yourself in places that you really shouldn't be, and then you'd maybe see and hear things that you didn't want to hear, like the mind reading thing.
Yeah.
Like you think you want to read minds, but
no, absolutely not.
No,
thank
you.
Don't want to know the crap people are thinking about me.
You know, I've been doing some extensive research on this. I think it comes down to, for me, superhuman strength, which is just always the coolest on movies.
Yeah.
You know, the strongest dude who can do all kinds of crazy stuff. But then also invisibility and the ability to move time. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the invisibility
time
and time mover, you're going to be a trillionaire.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, somebody
it's every day, it's like, how many times do I want to go back and buy the stock that just pumped 40%?
Right.
You know? I'm going to just keep doing that until
that
I've solved
nice.
All the world's problems with money, or at least my problems.
You're going back and forth like the Sports Almanac and Back to the Future.
Yeah.
But now I know exactly what to bet on. I know who's winning the Super Bowl every year. That would be pretty epic. We've gotten a few texters say, I just want to be rich like Batman. That's my superpower.
That is a superpower.
It is.
And he's a great martial artist.
Yeah, he is. I mean,
good
he
repeller.
Works for it. Yeah, I mean, he's a badass. Where are you going, Lucius?
The power to read and influence minds.
Okay.
That's me, bro.
Mind control.
Yeah. Oh, the mind Jedi control. Mind trick.
Yeah, I got you, bro. I'll make you do things for me.
Now, I
got
to choose one. yeah, dude.
Pause.
These are not the droids you're looking for. Can I have all of Superman's suite of powers? It's not an individual superhero. This is a... Because I feel like he kind of cracked the code on this.
He did, because he's super strong, plus he can also fly.
He can fly.
I feel like for this exercise, you got to kind of pick one.
You could be I'll tell you the other one.
The laser eyes?
Yeah, how about this one, though? Batman, you could be a normal dude and like have the utility belt. Like, he's got everything in that belt.
He does.
I mean, that's is that
always
a superpower,
have a contingency
though?
Plan.
If you're just like, you could be a normal dude, but... You have the belt.
I guess that's where the wealth comes from. Like he's got the money, but he's also super smart. He's the world's greatest detective. So he's got a lot of things going for him.
Yeah.
This Batman.
He had to deal with Robin, though, a lot.
Yeah,
that
was his choice.
That
right?
was a weight.
Is there another Joker coming out, I see, in October?
Sequel.
Yeah, it hurts like a musical, though.
I know, I'm a little bit.
What's going on, bro?
Lady Gaga's in it, so at least I got someone that can sing.
Is that like Hugh Jackman type of vibes?
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
I'm the Joker!
Yeah, dude, they're putting like a Les Mis twist on the Joker.
Yeah, I'm a little bit. I mean, the first one was so good, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here, but I am a little
Moulin
nervous.
Rouge.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Shout out to Moulin Rouge. Great
Grease
film.
Meets Moulin Batman.
Rouge was good, yeah.
Bulletproof is an honorable mention. Super intelligence. We do have mind control.
I'm telling you, bro, mind control is it. I can just see Jerry and just look at him in the eyes and be like, I just want to hand you the keys to this helicopter. I don't know what it is about you.
I just want to make you the owner of the damn Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. You know? You want to own the team? You
look
like
at
you
my
own
pen.
The team.
I sure want to write you a check. I don't know. It's just something about you, boy.
You need $1 million today. Here's $1 million.
Dad, what are you doing?
Yeah. No, no.
Super strength is honorable mention.
That's my inheritance, Dad.
You ain't calling me Jerry now, are you?
Healing ability is the final honorable mention as
oh,
well.
Wow.
That'd be pretty nice.
Healing ability.
Number 10 is gravity manipulation, being able to manipulate gravity. Kind of cool. 9 is invincibility.
That's super nerdy.
What, the gravity
manipulation? I'm going to control gravity.
Ugh. Yeah, well, I mean, superpowers are kind of... 9 is invincibility.
You're floating.
There's somebody in the car like, yes, that's what I'm talking about, gravity. Here comes Dawson shooting it.
Yep.
Stupid.
I got mine red, honey, listen.
Get Sandler on the phone.
Oh, jeez, I hate Dawson.
8 is shape-shifting.
Shape-shifting?
You can make yourself basically into anything.
Oh, yeah, shape-shifters.
Yeah.
Oh, so like the...
They run our government.
I'm the cat.
Well, it's also like Raven in X-Men. Like, she can basically shape, like, turn into anybody. Like, you never know. It's actually,
Oh, yeah. It's like the boys.
Yes.
Diabolical.
Like the boys. Yeah. Exactly.
That is diabolical.
We've got teleportation coming in here as well.
Well, that's low on your list, huh?
It was number one for me.
I know, but I'm saying that's low.
Yeah, yeah, that should be in Mount Rushmore. Yeah.
Flight. Number 5.
Being able to fly is better than being able to teleport.
Scared.
So you're teleporting into bank safes, you think?
You could, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'd probably just teleport to travel and just, like, avoid driving.
So you're just having a normal life. You just don't have to drive or fly.
That's whack, Phil. That's whack.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to end up getting caught.
Do something with
it, comes
bro.
To robbing a bank.
Listen, I know you don't want to rob, but the banks are FDIC insured.
You know
what,
believe
it.
I'm robbing all the damn banks. Sorry, guys. I can teleport.
Damn, Dawson.
They've been robbing us blind with inflation for decades.
You're 100% right.
You know, turnabout's fair play.
What are you guys doing over here?
We're robbing banks, Brian.
Dawson's encouraging people to rob banks.
Yes, we're doing illegal
things. I've always said, if you have to steal, don't steal from a man, steal from the man. Right?
Steal from the man.
The man. Yeah.
4 is super speed.
Oh, like Flash?
Yeah. That's pretty.
Is that the only fast dude, Flash? Is there any fast?
No, there's multiple fast guys.
The Incredibles.
The Boys has a fast guy.
Dash.
Yeah.
Dash.
Oh,
the Incredibles.
Who is Dash?
The kid in the Incredibles.
Yeah, he's the little baby.
His mom's Elastigirl.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
In the Incredibles. And A-Train in the Boys.
I was watching the Buccaneers and Rams play
that
day.
I'm surprised you don't have Elastigirl on your Algo, Bratis.
Really?
That's why he wants to be invisible.
Really?
So he can check out.
She's stretchy?
You could say that.
Boy, she's stretchy. 3 is invisibility.
There we go.
More grippy than stretchy, but I hear you.
2 is telekinesis.
No, she's just got a great build. Like, they did a hell of a job.
Super busty.
Wonder Woman was that way in the 80s.
Yeah. That little costume goes up during a Halloween.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Which like, one?
The Incredibles mom?
Oh, yeah.
If you bout that, like, if you've been in that gym doing your right thing, you're going to put the Incredibles joint on.
That's where you show off all that work you've been putting in.
You're going to show out.
Damn right.
LA Fitness, baby.
903, like, Jumper is exactly why I paused with the robbing of the banks. Like, that movie made me think.
What happened?
Maybe he gets caught, and it's just not a good deal for him. But
he couldn't teleport out?
He tried to at multiple different times.
And caught him?
It worked a few times.
With Joe Pesci and those guys
eventually
get him?
He gets caught. Number one, though, is time manipulation. So there you go. Exactly what you were talking about, being able to go back and forth in time.
Yeah.
I do think.
You got to be able to harness it.
There is beauty there. Absolutely. Top 10 superpowers. There
Thank you,
go.
Wool Chuck. Top 10 every afternoon, 4:20 here in the G-Bag Nation with your Wooly Bully. Mark Schlereth. We're talking NFL football with the NFL champion football analyst next year in the nation. Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk in review of week one. Look forward to week two here with Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. And a good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys?
Well, you know, in DFW, when the Cowboys win, everything is better. And now we're looking at New Orleans and 6.5-point favorite. Will the Cowboys get to 2-0 a Sunday afternoon against the Saints?
Yeah, that's a great question. I did the Saints game last week, and now it's against the Carolina Panthers, so take that with for what it's worth. And the Carolina Panthers, when you look at their roster construction, you have to understand that I think they grabbed seven or eight guys off the waiver wire.
Yes.
And I believe 5 or 6 of them were starting on Sunday.
Hmm.
So, you know, other people's garbage is our gold. So, you know, I mean, you got to understand what their roster is actually constructed like right now. And, you know, that's a rebuilding process in Carolina. So, you know, that's just part, that's, you know, part and parcel or part for the course, I guess, out there. But the New Orleans Saints, there are several things that are always true or have been true. You know, going back to Sean Payton, they're going to dominate lines of scrimmage. They're going to be built tough from the inside out, both on the offensive line of scrimmage and the defensive line of scrimmage. And that's going to allow them to do some pretty special things. Clint Kubiak came over there. They're running the heck out of the ball under him, under that West Coast offense. The other thing is Derek Carr, look for him to have this resurgence this year because he's back in an offense that he ran for the Raiders all those years with John Gruden. It's something that he loves. And I think the Saints are a sneaky good team that nobody's really talking about. So this is going to be a big challenge for the Dallas Cowboys, without question. I think even more so than what they did last week, obviously with Cleveland, because offensively Cleveland and Deshaun Watson were just so awful. They're just so bad. So I think this is going to be a much better challenge for the Cowboys.
Stink, I didn't know if you had a chance to go back and watch the Cowboy game on film. I know a lot of you guys break that stuff down every week for yourself. But I was just curious, though, when you look at, you mentioned the Saints and the trenches and stuff, how would their defensive line be maybe having to deal with Dallas and the two rookies that they're starting with right now?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I went back and looked at the film I went back and looked at all of Dak Prescott, what he did, because sure. Obviously, you know, Dak Prescott signed that contract right before the game and then went out there, and I thought he played really good football. I thought the thing about Dak Prescott, you know, people always are critical. You know, they see, hey, he was only 19 to 32 or whatever it was. And, you know, they'll look at that and say, well, he wasn't, you know, that stellar. I mean, his completion percentage was not that high. I think it was 59% or whatever it is. And I tend to look at things that I think are more important to me. Like, you know what? He threw a couple balls away where he didn't put his team in harm's way in a game that they were controlling. So he didn't let Cleveland get back into it. He even took a couple of sacks that I thought, you know, those are self sacks. Those are one of those things where, like, you know what? Live to fight another day. I'm not gonna put us in harm's way. We're so much better. So some of those things sometimes, you know, where people will look like, oh, he didn't have a great game because they'll look at statistics. And you know, I always say this: if you spit statistics in my eyes, either you didn't watch the game or you watched it and you don't know what you're looking at. Mm-hmm. I thought Dak was really good in that game. You know, and Cleveland's an outstanding defense. Don't get me wrong. They just couldn't do anything offensively. And when you play that style, when you don't play complementary football, when your offense can't possess the ball and your quarterback throws 14 balls out of bounds, I mean, it was awful. It's hard for a defense to stand up. So this is going to be a much more balanced attack. And I think it'll be a much bigger challenge for the offensive line of the Dallas Cowboys.
You mentioned Dak and everybody and how scrutinized he is. You got to see Derek Carr. What are your thoughts on Derek Carr?
Well, there's a couple things. Derek Carr loves this offense. So that's really big. The other thing, and I'll tell you guys, just traveling around the league and doing games, and this is endemic of a lot of young coaches. You always hear, oh, we want to get into a premium play. And so what ends up happening is, there's a couple things. When I say premium play, you're going to call a play or you're going to have multiple plays called and you're going to get to the play that you think is the best matchup. Maybe you're running toward the bubble. You know, if there's an uncovered guard, we call that a bubble. So maybe you're running towards that bubble or maybe you're running away from the bubble. Or maybe there's a safety rotation. So you're running away from the safety rotation or you're running to the safety rotation, depending on, you know, what your particular deal is, right? And a lot of young coaches want the perfect play called, which I think is absolute garbage. I just think it is so, you know, let me tell this 80-year-old owner that we're always going to have the perfect play on so he'll hire me. Mm. And I think it's a bunch of garbage. And so one thing I know about Clint Kubiak and Rick Dennison was a coach when I played for the Broncos and has had a ton of success in this league. One of the things they did for Derek Carr was they say, listen, we're not going to have you play on the high dive for 65 snaps. We're going to take you off the high dive, and we're going to give you a bunch of call it and run it, or what we call sometimes tank plays, where we just line up and we run it regardless because it's good against everything. And for a quarterback, all of a sudden you have enough of those plays in there, and then instead of having to operate everything of a line of scrimmage with shifts and motions and everything that you do, you just line up and you run it, and you let the offensive line come off the ball. You let them be aggressive. And mentally, you don't have to do gymnastics if you're a quarterback. So ultimately for you, you're like, oh, I've got these 15, 16 plays off where all I got to do is turn around and hand the ball off. And it really takes some pressure off you, because there's a bunch of times where you're going to have to really orchestrate the entirety of the offense. And Derek loves the offense, and he loves the fact they're doing that for him. And, you know, against that Carolina team, now, be it there was probably four or five guys on the defense side of the ball that got there in late August, right, that were starting. So, you know, it wasn't exactly the greatest competition, but boy, I tell you what, they were humming on the offensive side of the ball. They really looked good, and he was super sharp.
Stink, I'm glad we're actually talking to you right now, because I've been a big fan of yours for a long time, and I know that you will be somebody that can give me good advice in this area. We do Survivor Picks every Friday. I picked Cincinnati to beat New England, so I've got to do a bet payoff on this coming Friday. One of ours is the pee your pants. And it is, you do that, you go in the pants, and now I got to do the rest of the show like that. What kind of advice or guidance do you think I should go through with this?
You have to pee your pants?
It's an option.
During the show?
It's an option.
Or what's the other option?
There's tons on the table.
Pickled pig's feet,
yeah.
The ass hat where you wear a dirty diaper on your head for the course of the program.
Can you just pay the money, or you've got to actually have a humiliation shot?
It's about the humiliation, the suffering, yeah.
But you were peeing in your pants like regularly at work.
You kind of made it seem okay.
I was so sweaty, and there's some, you know, a little bit of urine mixture in that sweat. It wasn't like it was uncomfortable. But if you're just sitting in your own urine, you're going to sit throughout the entirety of the show, that's not comfortable. I can guarantee you that. But the dirty diaper on your head is certainly not anything that anybody wants to do either. So, you know, if I had to choose between those two, I would, you know, piss my pants without even thinking about it.
It's Mark Schlereth here breaking it down for you.
We do it. We have the blue injury tent on the sidelines. Couldn't we get some type of bathroom situation for these players going here?
Oh, yeah, they have a bucket in there.
Oh, just a little sideline bucket is all.
Yeah, there's the sideline bucket they do, but you know that would require effort on my part. Like, I wasn't going to give effort. I was already miserable anyhow. So, what's a little urine in your pants?
And you would vomit before games as well, correct? I have that right.
Every game I ever played, probably all the way back to maybe even high school, always vomited. We had a trash can in the middle of. So the offensive line, when I played in Denver, we had a little trash can. We were in the corner. So we went down one side, and then on the other side, we were right in the corner. The coach's offices were right there. We had a trash can right in the corner. And then, you know, it's like once one guy starts chain reaction vomit.
Yes.
So we had three or four guys that were real pukers, myself, Tommy Nalen, Matt Lepsis. So as soon as the first guy started puking, then it was a line at the trash can. We'd all just be taking turns standing around group puke. Because once one guy goes, there's all, and then you got to run to the trash can, and then it's just all over. You're just having, you know, you're having a like I said, it's like a group puke. So, that would happen every game.
Did Shanahan wait for the pregame speech before you guys all started puking? Or was it after? How did that all transpire?
We would come back in from warm-ups before you got a little like, hey guys, we're gonna go out there and we're gonna do this and let's, you know. So we would the pregame puke was before when we were going out to warm up.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going out to warm up and you're just like, you know, you work yourself up, because there's nothing good that can happen for you when you're an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, think about it. You could absolutely dominate the defensive line. You guys can put, you know, 250 yards rushing up, not give up a sack and all that stuff. And ultimately, all you are is a tagline at the end of the game by some star running back who says, they got to thank the big fellas up front, man. What a job they did. You know, and that's it. Right? So you can dominate the game and you're just a big fella up front. But, you know, give up one holding call or give up one sack. Like, you know, I can kick your ass for 65 plays in a row. I give up one sack. You go to the Pro Bowl and I'm a piece of garbage.
So
like, that's the paranoia playing the position I played. So, yeah, every guy on the offensive line, for the most part, every guy I ever played with, I don't know if it's, you know, if there's a different philosophical approach to the game now, but every guy I ever played with was completely motivated out of fear and paranoia. Like, we were a neurotic group, like an incredibly Gary Zimmerman is all decade in 2 decades. And that dude had to drink a bottle of NyQuil to get 2 hours of sleep before a game. And he'd go out and whip everybody's ass. Like, just absolutely neurotic. So that's just kind of how that position tends to usually kind of operate.
You're the man, Mark. Thanks for the insights and the stories, and we look forward to next week.
Sounds good, guys. Be well.
Cheers. There he goes. Mark Schlereth. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add some extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Okay, coming up next, in addition to the finest, Eric, what's in store for us?
We got current and former NFL running backs making some headlines, and we have the good, bad, and the ugly from the football weekend next year in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.